Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Making it up as you go along, coming up with something on the spot, off the top of your head, creating in the moment, being spontaneous on the fly, that's all a part of musical improvisation. When we think of the best improv artists, we tend to think of jazz musicians or folk singers or fiddle players or hip-hop artists and freestyle rap. But we don't think often enough of improvisation in the Western classical music tradition, ironically, sometimes even less so in historically informed performances of early music. Sometimes I think this is the result of an effort to be so true to the score, to what we think a composer intended, that the freedom of the performer gets stifled. Now, don't get me wrong, historically informed improvisation isn't a free-for-all. It should be in good taste and in the style of the period. But here's where it gets tricky. Improv, by definition, isn't something written down and kept for posterity. The clues from treatises and tutors and instruction books, often written for amateur musicians, are helpful. But we still can't know for sure how improvisation in medieval, Renaissance, Baroque, and classical eras really sounded pre-recorded music. What can be said with certainty is that musicians have always improvised, and today's early music performers, in the spirit of authenticity, could stand to do a whole lot more of it. That's why I like the recordings on today's podcast. The ensemble, Harmonious Blacksmith, and harpsichordist Pamela Reuter-Finstra have both filled large percentages of their recordings with improvised music. We're hearing Reuter-Finstra right now in a suite that she has improvised after studying the style of Bach's teacher, Georg Böhm. Keyboardists in Böhm's day in the 18th century were expected to be able to improvise, both to realize the figures of a bass line and also to improvise on hymns and chorales for church services. Here's some of Reuter-Finstra's improvisation on a very famous chorale tune, Ein Festburg. Admittedly, something of the art of improvisation seems to get lost in a recording. Through the recorded medium, it's hard to tell how much is truly off the cuff, so to speak. The risk factor for performing extemporaneously in front of a microphone is surely lower than it would be in front of a live audience. Presumably for true improvisations, no two takes in the studio would be the same. Let's hear from another recording, Harmonious Blacksmith's Sentirete una canzonetta. Some of the music on the CD is entirely improvised, some is performed note for note as written, and some, as in this track, uses Renaissance or Baroque pieces as points of departure for embellishment. Here's a performance based on a 16th century tune, Frères et Galliards. Thank you. Now, here's some of an as-is performance of Fontana's Sonata No. 3, an Italian composer who flourished at the beginning of the 17th century. And finally, here's Harmonious Blacksmith improvising on Bergamesca. To my ears, there's a sense of the unexpected, and that's the point, right? So here's to spontaneity. If you'd like to know more about either of these recordings from today's podcast, head on over to our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, check out our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.